when we came back, 1946, she met up with some other Scots. Callum Gillis was one of them. I don't know who was the head one, and John Morton, I seem to remember his name. But they started a Caledonian Society,
right,
branch of it, because Mum belonged to the one in St Albans to begin with, because there was nothing in the Garden City.
No.
So, and then these people got together and started to form the Cherry Tree. We went to the Cherry Tree. Used to, she taught every Monday night, and her brother, my uncle, he played the violin, fiddle.
Oh.
And the accordion. Did you remember John Hogg?
It rings a
very
bell.
Very tall man who was an excellent pianist. It was him and my Uncle Tommy and Harry Penny, who was a friend of theirs. I don't know where he was Scottish as well. And they called them the Monday Night Trio. The third one, Harry Penny.
Harry Penny.
And they used to, of course, acknowledge all the Scottish dates, you know, like
of course.
Burns Night and mm-hmm. New Year and everything. Mm-hmm. And St Andrew's Day. Trouble is, they all come in one section of the year, one after the other, and then you don't get anything for a long time. Yeah, we had some lovely evenings. And of course, we went other places to dance as well. We went up to London.
Mm-hmm.
To the, I don't think it's there anymore, but it was called the Royal Scottish Cooperative Halls or something. In the city, it was near Holborn. Fetter Lane, that's right. It's sort of where papers...
I know where Fetter Lane is, yes.
Because it was very bombed around there. I was shocked when I saw it. I remember
yes.
we used to go up there to dance, and it was like going to some bomb site, really.
Yes.
Car parks were all bomb sites, weren't they?
Mm, yeah.
Amazing how they've rebuilt it, really, when you think of it.
It
wasn't all that many years, really,
right.
when you think back. Because the dancing took over that was the main purpose of it, really.
Of course, yes.
And they had a children's branch, we used to have children's dancing,
mm-hmm.
as well as adults. It must have been the early 50s.
Right.
Because Pat's, Mum's proper dancing, Highland Dancing School, started in, she was about 4 or 5, I think, when it started. And Mum had taken all the exams, you know, to qualify her
right.
to teach. And she started with about 3 pupils in the house. My cousins, my Uncle Tommy's 2 daughters, they were her first pupils. And Pat, of course. And Pat also went to Marjorie Bailey.
Oh, right.
But how that started off was she went to Marjorie Bailey and they had to do... she was going in for an exam and they had to do a national dance in the setting. And so she, of course, chose the Highland Fling.
Mm.
And that started it off. She got such good marks, and Mum kept teaching her. And she went to St Albans Caledonian Society when she was a little tot. I can remember how she wasn't even old enough to dance then, but she was always been involved in it. And she's travelled all over the world dancing. Mm. Different places, but I think Mum was very proud of her. Well, at one time there were over 100.
Golly.
Yeah, she'd got classes in the Guide Hut, mainly the Guide Hut. We went there on Saturday to their
yes.
Oh, but it served its purpose.
Oh yes,
it?
Yes.
All those years.